I just have a few little notes that I wanted to bring up about Meridian. I worked in this community for 20 years as a professional. My experience with them, I would like to say is good, but that's not true. I saw many of their clients, sometimes on a daily basis, often on a weekly basis for sure. Those clients were never seen a counselor. They were given drugs, many of them addictive drugs, and sent on their way. Some of them were very unstable. I've also seen teenagers who have literally asked me to send them to Meridian so they could get drugs. After a three-day stay in the crisis unit, they would be sent back out on the street with a 30-day prescription. When they try to refill those prescriptions, often they can't get an appointment with anyone. So these are addictive drugs that now you can't get refilled. So I think we can all see the problem there. Also, I have sat with many children, some of them as young as 6 years old, who have been taken by the police from the school to Meridian, to the crisis unit. They were put in a room, locked in a room, with nothing but a chair. Now, if you or I did that as a parent, that would be considered child abuse. They were left there for a very extended length of time. Parents were not notified. Whatever behavior at that point they exhibited was used against them to hold them for a three-day hold. Sometimes shorter, sometimes longer, depending on their insurance and their ability to pay. When the parents were finally notified and brought into Meridian, they were not allowed to see their children, who were often terrified and crying to go home. They were bullied into signing consent forms, because what would happen is Meridian staff would come out into the waiting room and tell them, well, your child is in crisis, and if you do not sign these forms to allow us to keep them, well, we might have to look at maybe calling the abuse hotline. This has been my experience. I have heard kids in there literally screaming, I just want to go home. I want my mom and dad. They're given drugs that often are not intended for children. They are off-label use. When they try to get another appointment, oftentimes they can't get an appointment. They go without those medications, which then, of course, throws them into withdrawal. Now they're back in the crisis unit. My experience with Meridian has been that they create a drug problem, and then they create a program to treat it. The only program I can say is successful at Meridian that I have seen is the MIST program, which is a drug treatment program for women who can bring their children with them. That is a positive program. The mobile response team is a pretty positive program. Beyond that, I wouldn't trust Meridian with anybody.